Now, in studio this morning, Jay Lyons with Compass Commercial. Jay, good morning, sir.
Good morning, Frank. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming in today. I appreciate it. So, refresh your memories. How long have you been doing this now?
I have been with Compass Commercial for approximately 15 years now. I joined in 2011.
Okay, so you've been doing this quite a while here in town. And Compass has been around now, what, 30 years this year?
Correct. This is our 30-year anniversary. So we've seen quite a bit of change over the last 30 years in our community.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah, it's been remarkable. I mean, as most people know, you know, we were a mill town, and then we were kind of a second home community leading up to the Great Recession in 2008 and 2009, and now our economy is much more diverse, and I think our commercial real estate market has benefited greatly because of it.
So the fourth quarter report just recently came out, and we're taking a look back now. Any highlights before we get into the individual categories?
Yeah, I think it depends on your perspective. I think if you're comparing Bend or the Central Oregon market to, you know, national markets, I think the perspective is that our community has fared better than most in terms of kind of the national real estate trends. We've been a little more insulated. Our vacancy rates have remained lower. So I think Bend has a lot to be, you know, grateful for in terms of kind of a healthy and strong, you know, commercial real estate market. You know, if you're just looking at kind of how Bend has kind of moved along the last couple of years, we have seen a softening with the rise of interest rates. You know, lease rates have kind of tapered off. They haven't necessarily dropped, but they haven't continued to climb. Vacancy rates have ticked up, you know, a little bit, and sales activity is down. But all things considered, I think Bend is still doing fairly well.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the specific categories. First of all, Bend office.
Yeah. I mean, so office nationally has been the hardest hit, you know, the whole kind of work from home or remote work, you know, trend has impacted office in ways that I think will, you know, forever kind of change how office space is utilized going forward. But we are starting to see a pullback on that somewhat in terms of, you know, larger national companies requiring their employees to come back to work. So what we're seeing right now and have seen for the last few years is kind of a right sizing of the office market. You know, office or companies deciding how much office space they truly need. You know, are they going to have flexible work schedules, you know, hoteling stations, you know, that allow multiple people to work from the same desk, you know, therefore allowing them to kind of condense the square footage that they need. So there are still significant changes going on in the office market, but Bend being a market that caters more towards local or maybe regional companies, I think, again, has fared better than most with a vacancy rate still, you know, well below 10%.
Okay. And what about Bend retail space?
Retail has done very well. You know, we have seen some turnover in the last few years, you know, food and beverage related uses, you know, struggling with the new normal. But with those vacancies, you know, have come tenants that want to backfill those spaces. So you're looking at vacancy rates hovering, you know, in the 3-4% range, you know, give and take, depending on the quarter. So I'd say retail is stable and doing well.
Is that 3-4% vacancy rate what you would call healthy?
Yeah, so typically what you would consider a stabilized market would be, you know, 10% vacancy. So I would say that it's still a landlord favorable market. Just generally across all property types, you know, the leasing momentum or activity is down, so there isn't as much velocity in the market, so to speak. But yes, the vacancy rate is still, you know, relatively low.
Bend in Central Oregon in particular, but I'll say Bend particularly, still getting calls from nationwide big names that we would recognize wanting to find space here?
Yeah. I mean, on the retail side, for sure, you know, as our MSA continues to grow in size.
Now, MSA, let's explain that first.
Kind of your metro statistical area. You know, a lot of these national companies, you know, whether it's Panera or Starbucks or, you know, you name it, they look at kind of the eyes and ears that, you know, are going to be kind of present in that market. So, for example, a lot of them want over 100,000 in, you know, in terms of population. So Bend, you know, recently kind of surpassed that threshold. So yeah, we have national retailers looking at our market that maybe wouldn't have been looking at the market in years past.
Okay. FM News 100.1, 1110 KBND. We're talking with Jay Lyons of Compass Commercial. Now let's go to industrial areas, particularly when it comes to Bend Industrial. That has always seemed to be just really very, very tiny amount of industrial available in Bend.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. The industrial market has remained tight, and a lot of, you know, that has to do with just a lack of industrial land. So limited inventory allows for limited growth. So it's been insulated in a lot of ways because, you know, building new product is extremely difficult in our market. Not only are, you know, land prices high and construction costs are high, but there's just not a lot of industrial land. So the people that already have existing buildings have benefited greatly from that. Redmond's a little bit different. They've had a little more in the way of kind of inventory of industrial land. And I think the reason why you saw the vacancy rate tick up in the fourth quarter is exactly that. There's a few new buildings that got built and came online and have some vacancy that needs to be absorbed. But in reality, Redmond doesn't have that much more industrial land, you know, supply or inventory compared to Bend. A lot of that land has been gobbled up over the last few years. So I think that bodes well in terms of kind of keeping vacancy rates low in the near term.
For Bend, where are the majority of industrial land slots available at? Is it like Juniper Ridge or?
Yeah, so traditionally it's been kind of the northeast and southeast corners, you know, of town. A lot of that has been built out, so there isn't much inventory left there unless you kind of expand out from there. So, yes, Juniper Ridge has some industrial land inventory and more that will be coming online, you know, in the years ahead. And then the southeast, kind of out by Knott Landfill, or what they, you know, have dubbed the Elbow, you know, has some industrial land inventory that will come online as well. But you know, even if you have the land, you have to extend the infrastructure out to it. So you have to have water, sewer, streets, and that takes time. So, you know, it could be, you know, 5 to 10 years, you know, before you have that, you know, infrastructure extended out, you know, where all of that land can ultimately be built on. So it doesn't happen overnight.
And what about Redmond? Where is most of their industrial land located, or at least on the same kind of timetable?
Yeah, so Redmond, if you look at kind of the Parkway as being, you know, or Highway 97 being, you know, the dividing line, most of their industrial land is to the east of that. You know, down south by the fairgrounds, there's kind of some large tracts that can, you know, ultimately be absorbed. And then Airport Business Center, which is kind of the area, you know, as you're driving to the airport, you know, off to your left. And then kind of north from there, you know, the Hemlock areas, there's still some tracts of land that can be, you know, developed for sure. But, you know, that inventory is getting tight as well.
Okay. And what are you looking at as we, you know, enter into 2026? Looks like we're going to have a new chairman of the Fed. You know, interest rates, obviously a big deal when it comes to investment in commercial real estate. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think there's a lot on the line in terms of, you know, who the new Fed chair ultimately ends up being and what they decide to do with interest rates. I know they just held steady, you know, on the most recent meeting. But interest rates, yeah, drive the market considerably. So if interest rates start coming down over the next 12 months, I think you'll start to see more sale activity because obviously, you know, it increases buying power when interest rates go down. We've been in a little bit of a gridlock or a standstill just because sellers still are wanting pricing of yesteryear to a certain extent, and buyers obviously want pricing to reflect the new normal. And we, you know, haven't been able to have a meeting of the minds, so to speak, in a lot of ways. But it'll be interesting to see what happens, you know, if interest rates start coming down.
Any advice to potential tenants or buyers or sellers?
You know, buyers, you know, I think there's limited inventory in our market, you know, just given its size and kind of the demand that we see. So if you're an owner user looking for an opportunity for your business and you see the right opportunity, I would jump on it. I think there it's always difficult to line up the timing perfectly if you have 2 years left on your lease, but you ultimately want to own. You know, I would buy the building that works for you in the long term and then figure out how to kind of, you know, terminate your lease or sublease your space, you know, and make it work that way. If you're a seller, you know, I would be tempted to kind of sit tight and see what happens, you know, with interest rates over the next 12 months, because your value may increase if interest rates start coming down.
All right. Jay Lyons, Compass Commercial. What's the best way to get a hold of you, Jay?
Just to call the office. Our number is 541-383-2444. And feel free to reach out if you have any questions regarding your commercial real estate needs.
Jay Lyons, Compass Commercial, here at FM News 100.1 and 1110 KBND.